Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 40 together. We're going to read it twice. First, we're going to read it in the New King James Version and then we're going to read the same psalm again but in the Good News Translation. So let's read together Psalm 40 from the New King James Version. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, Aha! Aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. And now we read again. The same psalm, Psalm 40, but this time from the Good News Translation. I waited patiently for the Lord's help. Then he listened to me and heard my cry. He pulled me out of a dangerous pit, out of the deadly quicksand. He set me safely on a rock and made me secure. He taught me to sing a new song, a song of praise to our God. Many who see this will take warning and will put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who trust in the Lord, who do not turn to idols or join those who worship false gods. You have done many things for us, O Lord our God. There is no one like you. You have made many wonderful plans for us. I could never speak of them all. Their number is so great. You do not want sacrifices and offerings. You do not ask for animals burned whole on the altar or for sacrifices to take away sins. Instead, you have given me ears to hear you. And so I answered, Here I am. Your instructions for me are in the book of the law. How I love to do your will, my God. I keep your teaching in my heart. In the assembly of all your people, Lord, I told the good news that you save us. You know that I will never stop telling it. I have not kept the news of salvation to myself. I have always spoken of your faithfulness and help. In the assembly of all your people, I have not been silent about your loyalty and constant love. Lord, I know you will never stop being merciful to me. Your love and loyalty will always keep me safe. I am surrounded by many troubles, too many to count. My sins have caught up with me and I can no longer see. They are more than the hairs of my head and I have lost my courage. Save me, Lord, and help me now. May those who try to kill me be completely defeated and confused. May those who are happy because of my troubles be turned back and disgraced. May those who make fun of me be dismayed by their defeat. May all who come to you be glad and joyful. May all who are thankful for your salvation always say, "How great is the Lord!" I am weak and poor, O Lord, but you have not forgotten me. You are my Saviour and my God. Hurry to my aid. So this is Psalm 40, which is another psalm of David. And it starts off by talking about how God has heard and delivered the psalmist, that he listened to my cry, it says in verse 1. Verse 2, he pulled me out of the dangerous pit. It's good to reflect and remember the things that God has saved us from. Most of us, when we're ill, will say a prayer, "Lord, help me recover from this." And when we recover, do we always remember to give thanks? When we're in a difficult or stressful time, do we remember to thank God when we get to the end of it? It's a good thing to be in the habit of doing. In verse 3, it says, "He taught me to sing a new song." I remember in studying church history when churches were singing, there was a lot of disagreement over what we should sing. Some people said we should only sing the Psalms. We've already got 150. We don't need any more Psalms. We don't need any more songs. Some people said, of course we do, because we should sing new songs to the Lord. And now we've got so many new songs and so many different ways and styles of expressing our worship to God for all the things he has done. And if you're someone who's musically talented, I encourage you, sing a new song to God. Write down the words on your heart. And when we sing these new songs, it says in verse 3, many who see this will take warning and put their trust in the Lord. People hear about who God is through these many songs. The psalmist continues in praise, saying about God and all of the many things that he does, all of the many wonderful plans and all of the thoughts that he has towards us. And your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted, it says in verse 5. They are more than can be numbered. Do you know that God thinks about you? God thinks about you and God loves you. That he's making plans for you. When you're in love, you might think about someone all of the time. Similarly, God loves us and he thinks about his children. His thoughts are more than can be numbered. So what do we do in response to this? Do we make sacrifices and offerings? Well, here the psalmist says, "You didn't desire any sacrifices and offerings, but my ears you've opened." Let's listen to our Heavenly Father. Let's listen to what God has to say. Let's listen to the Lord. Let's open our ears and hear what he is saying. The psalmist reminds us one place we hear what God is saying is in the book of the law, in the Bible. We open up the Psalms, we read them. We read through everything that is written to hear what the Lord is saying. And we store it in our hearts. But we don't just keep it in our hearts for ourselves. Well, the psalmist goes on to say that they will never stop telling about the things that God has said. They don't hold back, but they tell it in the great assembly. So store these things in our hearts and let's share the goodness of God. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. The tone seems to change in verse 13. He's been talking about how good God is to look after him. And then he makes a request that he would see God do this again. And it's not because the psalmist is so amazing. Verse 17 says, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." So be encouraged. God does not withhold his tenderness or his mercies from us. He speaks with us, and he speaks with us through his word. He saves us and he delivers us. Let's store up his goodness in our hearts. Let's reflect on them, just as Psalm 1 says. Let's meditate on them day and night and be ready to share them with others. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.